Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Richard Allen's attorney submitting that 136-page filing just the other week outlining what they believe to be what happened to the girls, ritualistically sacrificed by members of a pagan Norse religion that had been kind of hijacked by white nationalists and a group calling Odinism as the group that they belong to. They've levied these accusations against some of the detectives in the case, as well as prison guards and such. It's quite a story, but it's a 136-page document that has a lot of receipts to it. What's your thoughts on this filing in this case?
You know, I think part of it is, you know, especially at 136 pages, there's a lot that suggests that they're just trying to overwhelm the opposing side with paperwork. As for Odinism and stuff, I don't know. Number one, I have a hard time believing that if a ritualistic sacrifice was actually done, I'd have a hard time believing that we're only finding out about this now, right? It's very rare for an investigation to have zero leaks. So if something like that had happened, you would think that we would be hearing about this as an audience a lot earlier. And I know, I heard that FBI behavioral analysis unit took a look at it and suggested the same kind of thing. I haven't seen these pictures, so I don't know what it is what they saw. But if that was true, then why were the police so focused on this guy who has no known connection to any of this stuff? So I'm waiting for the court process to unfold so that we can see some of this evidence, because as of right now, I'm not entirely convinced that's really what happened.
Because that seems to be the argument in the filing itself from the defense is, look, why didn't you pay attention to all of these leads? They were right here in front of you, even going and pointing out an individual whose name we're not going to say on the air, but someone in this who they say, look at his Facebook page. It has eerily images here that mimic the crime scene and some of the ruins, if you will, or the stick formations that have meaning to them, the symbols that were found allegedly near some of the bodies. That's their whole point, is why haven't you looked at any of these things? I guess that would be the valid question, but we're talking, this is not a crime that just happened in the earlier this year. This is going all the way back to 2017. So you raise a very good point. Why are we just hearing about it now?
Yeah. And, you know, some of this stuff, again, given the area in which the girls were found, I'm not surprised that their, you know, that their hair would have sticks and stuff in it. And, you know, that's not to suggest that it didn't happen, this ritualistic sacrifice. I'm just saying that I haven't seen anything and I haven't heard anything up until this point that would suggest that level of ritualism. And if that was the case, and again, like we just said, this isn't something that recently happened. If ritualistic sacrifice was a thing that was happening in that area, these two would not be the only victims of that paganism.
How common is something like a ritualistic sacrifice, especially of a human being in today's society, of individuals who follow Odinism or any other pagan type religion? As far as I'm aware, most people that I know that follow Wicca or other sort of pagan type religions, some of those most peaceful people that I know. But I guess there can be a dark side to almost everything. Is there a trend in this sort of thing in our country, or is this really a stretch to say that this was a sacrifice?
Yes. So number one, in terms of ritualism, I think most audiences think of, when they hear the term ritualism, that it automatically assumes that there's some kind of religious aspect to it, that there's some kind of like paganism, like that there's something like that involved. And the truth is that ritualism, for the most part, just simply means that a person has a regimented way in which they're going to engage in the killing that they're going to be doing. So ritualism is a pretty common aspect of serial killing. Even just mass killing or spree killing, it's certainly possible for ritualism to be a part. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's adhering to some kind of religious tenets. When it comes to Odinism, it's not common nowadays because, as you described earlier, it has been co-opted by white supremacy and stuff like that. And even those individuals who practice Odinism outside of this extreme right-wing movement, they don't generally participate in, you know, ritualistic sacrifices like this, because that wasn't necessarily part of Norse mythology, which is where all of this stuff comes from. So I don't know that, you know, just because someone says that they practice Odinism outside of the co-opted nature of it, I don't know that ritualistic sacrifice is really something that's going to be a part of it. And it has often been used as a method to otherize non-Christian ideologies by making the public believe that this is the kind of thing that they engage in, witches and stuff like that, warlocks, that they engage in sacrifice of your children, so therefore you should be afraid of them. So it's often been used as propaganda, even though it wasn't necessarily a true aspect. It doesn't mean that there wasn't someone who hasn't engaged in that kind of stuff, who doesn't do that kind of stuff. I'm just saying that overall, people commit crimes, not necessarily religions commit crimes.
Sure. And people who would commit a crime like this, and we're talking about ritualistic killing, I think what we have in our minds a lot of times is the stereotypical, they're wearing some sort of cloak or hooded garment, and there's fire and there's an altar and this or that. If someone were to engage in something like this as a sacrificial killing, is that what individuals who follow extreme religions or beliefs engage in like that? Or can it be simple as, you know, they stabbed them right there and, you know, and they died in the woods and then they put some sticks on them or something? Does it always involve some sort of ceremonial type aspect of it?
Yeah, there will be some ceremony. There will be some pomp and circumstance, but that doesn't mean that they're in a black cloak and that there's an altar made out of like, you know, the bones of a deer or some nonsense like that. Like, no, there is some certain, because for them, for the individual to commit the murder, they have to believe that the murder is justified for and whatever delusional belief that they have inside of them. So they have to believe that what they're doing is the right thing to do. And so by making it a procedure, by having all of this ceremony attached to it, it makes it so that the killing is something higher than them being human. So there will be something, but there's not necessarily that they're being dragged to a dungeon and it's all set up. And like, this isn't a movie. This isn't the first season of True Detective, right? That it's not going to see something like that.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.